say that today? Is that what's on your heart? You'd rather have Jesus than anything this world could afford to give. I hope that is. I hope that's the theme of your life. I hope that's the devotion of your heart. I hope that's everything that God wants in your life. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. I want to look at verse 17 through 22 there. Many of you are familiar with this. If you've ever studied a church and church history, you know that this is where many feel that the church began. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Let me throw out a thought before I go on here. I just thought of something. You know, when you think about kingdoms, every kingdom that has been established by force, many of them have fallen. But the kingdom that is built on faith still exists, and it will overcome. Y'all write that down. That's good. All right, let's go back to where we were, verse 18. "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." Now go to chapter 16 of this same book, Matthew chapter 16. And I want you to look there at verse 18. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Jesus said this, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I mentioned that chapter 4 alludes to Christ calling out those and forming his church. Jesus said he would build his church. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21 says, "Unto him be glory in the church." So it seems to me that this church thing is pretty important to Christ. Somebody once said that a person's conviction or devotion to a thing is measured by their love for it. You ever think about that? Your commitment or devotion to a thing is measured by your love for it. Now, take a husband and a wife. Our commitment, my commitment to my wife and hers to me, is measured by our love. You see, if I'm going to be committed to her, I first have to love her. You think about your jobs. You know, your level of commitment to your job will be expressed by your love for it. If you love your job, you're going to be committed to it. If you don't love your job, listen, you're not going to be faithful to it. You see, the same could be said about many things in life, and even about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His church. You see, our devotion to Him and to His church, our commitment to Him and His church, can be measured by our love for His church. Let me ask you, do you love Him and His church today? If you love Him, then it's going to show up and show out in your life toward Him and to His church. You see, we read in our text why Jesus is so devoted to His church, why He was committed to it, why He loved it. You see, your devotion to this church, this body of believers that are here, your devotion to His church will be determined by your love for this church. Let me ask you, how committed or how faithful are you to His church? How do you view the church today? Do you even know what a church is today? By definition, it's simply this: a called out assembly of saved, baptized believers in Jesus Christ, covenanted together under one body in His Word to carry out His commission. That's what a church is. It's a local, visible body. That's the description of the church in the New Testament. It's a local body just as we have here, made up of those who are saved, baptized, scripturally baptized, believers in Christ who have covenanted together to carry out through His Word His commission into the world. It's a local, visible body, not some universal or one big church theory that many hang and cling to today. You know, I start studying for something, and Brother Rick, next thing I know, I'm on something else. You know, my train kind of gets derailed, or maybe just gets on another rail every now and then. I was thinking about the argument of the universal church against the local church and how some believe once you're saved, you're in the big church. Well, the problem that I had with that this week is when I begin to read and understand how Paul told the church in Corinthians to cast out a church member that had committed an open public sin in that body. He said, exclude them, remove them from that membership. Now, if salvation puts you into the body of Christ, the church, then that gives the church the power to unsave somebody, and the church doesn't have that power. Because God's Word tells me, once I'm saved, I am saved forever. You see, when you study the church and you understand what the church is, this local scriptural body here, and you understand that it was founded by Christ, it should be faithful to His teachings and focused on His mission to reach the world. You see, I'm grateful to say that I am a part of the Lord's New Testament church. Am I going to be committed to it and faithful to it? It all determines on my love for it. Why was it that Christ loved the church so much? He could have used angels to spread the gospel. They might have done a better job than we do at times. He could have used the nation of Israel. It already had a nation of people. God could have used them. But you know what He decided to do? To use His church. And not only just to use His church to carry out His commission, but also to get glory from that church. Unto Him be glory in the church. He commanded that church, that local visible body back then. He said, you are the ones that I am empowering to go into the world with the message of Christ. You see, He loved it. He did so much for the church, and He expects so much out of it. Why? What is it about this thing we call the church, the local body of Christ, those saved, scriptural, baptized believers that have corporated together under the Word of God to carry out the commission? What is so special about it? Let me give you three or four things to why I believe the church is special. Number one, because of the value of the church. When you understand what God gave for the church. You know God gave His Son Jesus for the church. Some may not know that or understand that. The Bible says that God so loved the world. We know He gave His only begotten Son. When you understand that God gave His best for the church. That He allowed His Son Christ to be crucified on a cross. His only child. The Heavenly Father that loved His Son allowed Him, willed Him to hang on the cross of Calvary. It cost God so much. I don't know if I could have done that, Brother Allen. I don't know if I could have took my only son, Caleb, and said, you know what? I'm going to allow you to be crucified and killed. To have to watch all the pain and the suffering that He went through. For God the Father to have to actually look away from His most precious Son, because our sins were poured upon Him and turned His back on Him. You see, when you think of the church, many of us, we fail to understand the value of it, the cost of it. The value of an item is determined by what somebody is willing to pay for it. And God was willing to pay the most. He allowed Jesus Christ, He gave His all. He gave His all for His church. But not only do you value it because God gave up His Son, but you got to value it because Jesus Christ gave up His life. Wow, He must have loved the church. To be willing to die the way that He died, to allow Himself to go through all the suffering and all the shame, the spitting, the spikes, and the spear. You say, Brother Terry, did Jesus Christ really give his life for his church? I thought he died for all the people in the world. Yes, he did. You know what the Bible tells me in Acts chapter 20, verse 28? Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. Did you get that? You know why the church is so valuable? Because Christ purchased it. That's the cost that he paid. He said, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to go through everything that I go through for my church. You see, there are many people today, they don't understand. Somehow they have diminished the value of the church. The church is important. It's special today. It is unique. Why? Because God values it so highly that he's willing to give his best, and even Jesus Christ was willing to give his life. Anytime you think the church is unnecessary or it doesn't matter or it's not important or your love for it isn't what it ought to be, you just need to look to the cross of Calvary and see how much Jesus showed us the value and the importance of the church. He loved it. He loved it to the very end. You think about God. God gave his best. Christ gave his life. When you think of the value of the church, you got to think about the cost of our church forefathers. I think about those that we read about and what they endured in the infant ages of the church. I think about Peter and James and John. I think about Paul. I think of the testimony. You read Fox's Book of Martyr and you see what people went through for the church. For the church that Jesus founded and blessed and commissioned. When you think about all that they went through. You know, we are privileged here today to be able to do what we're doing. This isn't just a happenstance here. This has been something that has been defended and fought for and held up and faithful to throughout the generations. We've had people go before us. You see, I want to ask you, is the church worth being committed to? Is it worth being faithful to? Is it worth your attendance? Is it worth supporting, praying for, inviting others to? Is it worth living and dying for this, your church? Do you love it that much? See, your love of the church will dictate your commitment and devotion to the church. We're living in an age where it seems to me the church has lost its value. That we have relegated it something to where it's just an event or a happening. First, I'll guarantee you that it's worth supporting. It's worth attending. It's worth praying for. You see, the church is something that is very valuable to Christ. I have decided to follow Jesus. We're singing that song, and please don't take this as anything of bragging on myself, because I have nothing to brag about outside of Christ. I'm just a hell-bound sinner just on my way to an eternity without him, lest his grace reach in and save me. So I have nothing to brag about in and of myself. But when we were singing that song, I have decided to follow Jesus, I remember my salvation experience. I remember the first time I went to church there at Central Baptist Church in Gulfport, Mississippi. I remember walking down an aisle and telling a pastor, I've been saved by the grace of God. I don't understand everything, but the Bible says that I ought to be baptized. I need to be baptized and become a member of this church. I remember when they voted me in as a member of Central Baptist Church. Wow, you talk about proud. I was excited. Because I knew that Christ loved his church and that he wanted me to be a part of that church. And then I realized that he's calling me to carry out that commission that the church had, to preach the gospel. You see, I fell in love with the Lord's church. I just fell in love with it. It's been my entire life now for over 40 years. Folks, do you love the Lord's church? Do you love it the way that he does? You see, when you understand the value of it, it'll cause you to love it more. But not only the value of it, when you understand the voice of the church in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, the Great Commission. In other words, that he gave that church the voice to go out into the world. That group of people that had been saved, scripturally baptized, who he had called to come together, who had chosen to unite together in that one body, said, listen, go out into the world. He said, be witnesses, make witnesses, baptize, teach them the all things. Go out and preach the gospel. Tell them the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. You know why the church is important? You know why it's valuable? You know why I should love it today? Because the church is the voice. It is the voice of the message of Christ today. It's the voice that goes out and says, listen, it's for by grace are you saved, through faith, not of works. You see, it's the voice that tells the world today that if you neglect this so great salvation, there's no hope in you. There's no hope for you. It's the voice that tells the world that God commended his love to all, that all might be saved. You see, that's why this church is important. I was so thrilled. I was a little, anxious yesterday morning when we were coming over here to go out on visitation. Stephanie said, who's coming? I said, well, I don't really know. I said, I know Brother David's not. He texted me and said he was sick. I said, some said they would be here. But I was a little anxious waiting here when we first showed up. It's just me and you. But then here come another one. And then here come another one. And here come another one. And then here come another one. I thought, wow, ain't this the neatest thing? To be able to go out and be the voice of God, his church, and the message of Christ. To go knock on a total stranger's door, it scares some of you to death to do that. Brother William, I apologize, brother. I didn't know that you weren't used to doing that. I just sent him out cold turkey. I put him and Brother Ed together. I said, well, Brother William, Brother Ed, that's a good look. Y'all sick on my... He said, after it was all over, he said, I ain't ever done this. I said, well, you did good because you did it. For a few moments yesterday, we were the voice. I was just trying to tell a world about Jesus Christ. That's why this thing called the church is important. That's why your commitment to this church and your faithfulness, your prayers and your support and your work. Because God's not willing that any should perish. God wants every neighborhood around. He wants every subdivision to hear his word. You know, they're not going to hear it from the world. You know what he said? I'm going to give it to my church. And before he went up to heaven, he said, go out in the world. Preach the gospel. Tell them the good news. So when you think about the voice of the church carrying the message of Christ to a lost and dying world, that's what makes the church so important. There again, how much love do you have for his church? When you understand the value of it, what it cost God in Christ and our forefathers, when you think about the very voice that it has to spread the good news to a world that needs it so bad. I actually got to talk to a young man, he was a Hindu, and he said he went to some Indian church or something. And I thought, brother, well, listen, please take this flyer and this track. I said, I invite you to Hillside Baptist Church. Doesn't matter where you go. I invite you to our church. He said, you know what? I'm open to hearing new stuff. I thought, well, bless God, if you show up tomorrow morning, you're going to hear about Jesus Christ. It may be new to you, but it's what you need to hear. You see, each and every one of you, I want you to think about, I want to drill this into your heart. You see, the third Saturday of every month at 10 o'clock, we meet here to go out into the neighborhood to be what? The voice of God, the gospel of Christ to a world that needs it. So you have an invitation to join in. Now, do you love your church? Do you want to be committed to your church? Do you want to be carrying out the work of God through the church? Do you want to bring him glory in the church? Well, simply be the voice of Christ. It's valuable. The church, because of its value, its voice, but also because of its vision. He said, go out into all the world. All the world. Where there is no vision, the people perish. There are some churches whose eyes are blinded. They've lost their vision of the world. Christ wanted a church that would go out with a vision to see the world and its lostness and reach them. Some churches have lost that. You know what's so important for Hillside Baptist Church to go out into our neighborhoods? Because there's not a lot of churches that are carrying the true message of Christ out there. Ain't it amazing? Once we got through visiting, I drove down Ducktown, and here come two Jehovah's Witnesses or two Mormons walking down the street. And I thought, yeah, there's that other gospel out there that isn't another gospel. Because there's one gospel, the death, burial, and Christ. I'm thinking about, we have the vision to reach the world. Some have lost their vision. They are no more longer preaching the word of gospel. They're just trying to, I don't know, entertain people. See, this church is valuable here. It's important because God wants us to take the word of God to the world, to everybody. God's not a respecter of persons. Brother Ed, I doubt you and Brother William or Brother Bob and Roger, I don't think any of us knocked on a door and had somebody say, oh, no, you're not God's type, and us are not our type, and walk away. No, we don't do that. We reach out to everybody, to every group. Jesus, you think about the people that he contacted and he told himself about. The woman at the well, an adulteress. The leper and the blind and the lame and the thieves and the robber. Even on the cross, he said, listen, you'll be with me this day in paradise. You see, God wants a church that has a vision. And that vision is beyond the doors of this building. It's going out there to a world of people. Every individual that needs to know about God. See, I'm glad we're one of them weird churches. I'll preach to anybody that comes through those doors. I'll talk to anybody, don't matter their color, creed, their religion, or what. You see, I'm not going to do a survey around my neighborhood here at this church, as some churches do. You know, they're looking for those who fit a certain mold from 18 to 40. Those who have career people or have good jobs, good paying jobs. They go out and they survey to get those type of people in their church so that they'll have the finances that they need. You know what I like about just cold door knocking? You now it's ding dong, ding dong. Now it's even before that, they got these things that see you when you come up. So make sure you're not, doing it because they're watching you. Ringtone or whatever it is. I'm glad that we can knock on a door, ring a doorbell, and I don't care who shows up. The vision of God's New Testament church is to reach the world with the gospel, no matter who they are. To see people with eyes and see them hurting and hopeless and without any help outside of Christ. That's why this church thing is so important to me. If we fumble the ball, there's nobody going to carry it. Listen, if we lose our vision, we just will close the doors. God says go out into all the world and see people as he sees them. Lost, lonely, and looking for the truth. And folks, we have that. You see, the church was important to Christ. He said that he purchased it with his own blood. It shows how valuable it was. He understood the voice that that church would be and the vision that it should have to reach the world. But you know what also made it so important? And so special to him is when I think about the victory of the church. When I think about the promise that he made to it, I go to prepare a place for you. If I prepare a place for you, I will come again. I think of that place, New Jerusalem, that city, four-squared city built of gold and all those special jasper and all those jewels in them walls. He's building that for his church. The church is his bride. We are a special people. Understand that. Let that wrap its thought around your mind. It'll change your view of the church. When you understand how important and precious it is to, we have victory. We're looking for a rapture one day. Oh, wouldn't it be great right now? I wish God would just hush me up and the trumpet would sound and we would be out of here. That's the promise that he has for the church there. Oh, to be the marriage of the Lamb. To be the bride of Christ. To dwell in the Father's house, that New Jerusalem, forever and ever. to be that unique organism where the Holy Spirit of God works. Wow, this is a special, precious place here. Not just the walls of this building, but the people that sit here. You're the church. Me and you are the church. We have been saved, scripturally baptized. We have coveted together under God's word to carry out His commission. We are the local, visible body of Christ right now. When the world sees Hillside Baptist Church, they ought to see Christ. When they hear us, they ought to hear His voice. When they see us, we ought to see through His eyes. One day we're going to share that victory. You see, the church to me is important. What about you? Is it really important? Is it important enough for you, first off, to be saved if you're lost? If you're lost here today, you have no possibility of being in the Lord's New Testament church. Lost people are not in His church, but you can be saved this morning. And then if you are saved, you know what? You can follow His commandment in scriptural baptism. They that gladly received His word were baptized, the Bible says, and added unto them. What a unique experience to be baptized into the church of Christ. Become a part of this body. And then to be able to serve God and to live for Him, to give your tithes and your offering, to give of yourselves your abilities and your talents, to get up here and sing, play the drums, the piano, to run the sound system, to vacuum the floor, to cut the grass, to be a part of this great work of God. That's what the church is. And until you fall in love with the church, you're not going to show your devotion or commitment to it. So I wonder maybe this morning if all of us, in some small sense, need to fall in love with the Lord's church. Fall in love of it because of its value. Because it meant a lot to Christ. He gave His all. God gave His all. Many before us gave their all for what we have here. Love it because of its voice. We have the greatest gospel message the world needs. Because of the vision, He said, see the whole world. See everybody that is lost and tell them about the victory one day we're going to share. Folks, He's coming back for His bride. If any of my study in the Word of God is correct, the bride is the church. He's coming back for it. And He's building a place for us to habitat with Him through all eternity called New Jerusalem. To eternally be united with Him as His church and His bride. Wow. That is something special. Do you understand it? And do you love His church this morning? Bow your heads.